Ooh, we got pepperoni pizza socks. Look at that, baby. Look at that. And hold on. I got something else. Let me show you what I got. I got to get my fat leg over here.
Oh, you got them too.
Oh.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, a pizza. It's time to eat.
Deck the halls with pepperoni. It's episode 49. That was impromptu right there. Episode 49 of Charter New Haven Pizza Show. It is our annual Christmas holiday Festivus gift guide.
Festivus for the rest of us.
For the rest of us. So any sort of pizza person you have on your list, you know, in your family, your friends, someone's trying to make pizza, you know, we have all sorts of fun gift ideas. Now, it is the 19th, so when this is coming out, so we're pretty close.
Cutting a little thin.
We're less than a week away, but you still have time. Most of these things you could just get shipped quick online, or you get it somewhere in the store. And we're going to go back and forth. So I brought a bunch of stuff. I know you did too. We're going to go back and forth with a gift idea, and we'll just go like one for one.
Okay.
But as you can see, already on the table right here, shout out to Pez.
Pez dispenser.
A pizza Pez dispenser. Have you ever been to the Pez headquarters here?
Years ago. I've been by it hundreds of times because I lived in West Haven. It's like a cutover.
It's right in like Orange. Like, yeah.
It's not far from here at all.
It's so cool. If you've never been before, it's a blast. They have all sorts of Pez dispensers, but I found a pizza one when I went one of the times that I went. So there you go.
Of course you did, Kevin.
For the Pez fan, for the pizza Pez fan. Now, I wish they had pizza flavored Pez, but I don't know if they have that. I'll have to research. But we're going to keep him right here.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
No, I'll go. Well, you want to go back and forth?
So I did the Pez. So you go. Okay. You go next.
So I'm going to do something extremely self-serving. And so most people know I have a pizza school.
Yeah.
The last week to 10 days, I think I've sold over 100 gift cards for my pizza making class.
I got the shirt on.
Look at you, baby. New Haven Pizza School. So it's $125. It's a 3.5-hour class. It's a lot of fun. You learn how to make pizza, you eat pizza, you laugh. I don't have any gift card to show anyone.
It's a great, like, people talk about experience gifts all the time, especially for someone that you know, like a father, mother, grandparent. Like, I feel like people, you know, a lot of people in your family, maybe you've gotten so many gifts for that you've run out of ideas.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect thing. And it's how Frank and I met. Yeah, my wife got me one of Frank's classes, and that's how this podcast started.
It was our first date.
First pizza date. another good idea for that is you could, like you said, like if you don't have a gift card, you could just print out something from your like website or whatever and put it in a pizza box.
Yeah.
To give as the gift to somebody as the pizza class.
Yeah. Fun. If you buy a gift card, I send you a PDF you could print out. There's a gift card number. But the point being is it's just something fun. It's something neat. It's something definitely Connecticut. And you come away with a skill, which basically allows you to make pizza the rest of your life.
It's great. That's a great idea. All right, my turn. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is pizza merch, because I feel like everyone who loves eating pizza or loves making pizza needs like pizza wardrobe, needs a pizza wardrobe. I have a million pizza shirts.
I want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of pizza wardrobe stuff, but do you have pizza underwear?
I don't yet. So... You hear that? Everyone watching and listening, for Christmas next week, I need some pizza underwear. That's one thing I don't have. So I have basically everything else, and I can never have enough pizza shirts or pizza clothing because I wear it on the show.
Yeah.
I wear it when I make pizza, you know, all of it. So I've brought a couple wardrobe items, and I'm obviously wearing some. So I'm going to go from top down.
You missed your modeling career.
Right? So first, and shout out to my wife, Shannon. She got me this years ago, but it's a custom like pizza kitchen, Kevin's Pizza Kitchen apron. So you can make the... She actually made this. We have one of those like, what is it called? The Crickets? Like where you can actually on the computer make a design and print on fabric.
Okay.
So if you have that at home or you want to get it for somebody, that is how she made this apron. And she made the logo online with the writing and everything. So you can make a homemade apron, a pizza apron, for someone in your family who's trying to make pizza.
Shannon, he needs the underwear.
And now I'm going to take that part off. We just talked about Frank's New Haven Pizza
Boom,
School.
Boom, baby.
There you go. So you could get the shirt. And yeah, you get a shirt. You can get merch, whatever, from your favorite pizza
you
place.
You taking the shirt off or no?
No, I'm not taking the shirt off. But... Speaking of shirts, like it's great to, you know, online you can find a million like pizza, funny pizza shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's also good to, you know, like with New Haven Pizza School or your favorite pizzeria in town. So a lot of these pizza places now sell merchandise. So sell t-shirts, even if you don't see it in the store, it's like they usually have it. And it's worth asking if you want to support your local pizzeria during the holidays. We just did an episode with Jimmy's the Beats in Milford.
Yep.
So
Jimmy's.
They have the cool. They have really cool hoodies. So I just brought one of these just to show you, you know, local pizzerias have merchandise. They got Jimmy's on the back. Shout out to Jimmy's. Shout out to Jimmy. That episode was awesome if you haven't seen it yet. But yeah, whatever your favorite spot is or someone on your list, their favorite pizza place, they'll always appreciate a merch item.
There's another place downtown New Haven called Campus Customs.
Oh, yeah.
They have a line of pizza stuff called, I think it's New Haven Pizza Life. They've got everything. And I bought a bunch of stuff throughout time, but that's something that if you're listening, you can just go to their website, and I would assume it's Campus Customs, but Pizza Life New Haven, I think, is what the line is called.
They did a few of our Pizza Fest shirts.
Correct.
I think the first couple of years they designed our Pizza Fest shirt. Yeah, they do great stuff. So that's another great idea.
Yep.
And then I have a few other clothing items on right now. So hold on.
Let me show us your butt.
We got these pizza pants. Look at these things.
Look at those, baby.
Look at that. That would be perfect for Christmas. Wow. If you get it right before Christmas, they could wear it on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. And then hold on.
Oh, boy. Right, here we go.
You're going to describe this because I'm not on the mic.
Ooh, we got pepperoni pizza socks. Look at that, baby. Look at that. And hold on. I got something else. Let me show you what I got. I got to get my fat leg over here.
Oh, you got them too.
Oh, pepperoni pizza socks, baby.
Pizza socks, always great. Now, these pizza socks, a couple years ago, Anna, who I work with at the radio station, got me as a gift for Christmas. So there it is in practice, gift giving the pizza socks. And you can't see it, but on the bottom, it says, if you can read this, please bring me more pizza. Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised you didn't break out with your boy Portnoy and your Portnoy stuff.
I know. I usually, well, on the Jimmy's episode, I had the One Bite hoodie on. I thought about wearing the One Bite shirt with the pizza slice. Everybody know One Bite, everybody knows the rules. But I feel like I feel like it's so popular now that everyone has that merch. You know, if you love those reviews and watching them, like, you probably have a lot of the shirts and hoodies and stuff. And I figured I'd give you a little plug with yours.
So who's better than you? You're a fanboy, but I still love you.
So wardrobe, any pizza merch, that's my item. So what do you got next?
So I got a bunch of stuff. Let me get it. Hold on a second.
Frank's is going to be probably a little more practical.
So we talked about this last episode, but there's a guy, Brian Etch, and he does pizza watercolors.
Oh, right. That artwork he does is so cool.
So he's on Etsy. Just type in Brian Etch or pizza artwork, and his stuff will come up. It's fairly reasonably priced, and it's really cool gifts to give someone who loves pizza.
Yeah, you can even put a little frame, even a gift card to the place with the picture. That would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah. We got one like this here.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's awesome.
But he's got a bunch of stuff. He's got posters, pictures, pizzeria, front doors, or I should say front scenes, bunch of stuff. But that's definitely something that I would check out.
Yeah, that's a great one. My next one is funny because I got this as a gift one time and I still haven't completed it. A pizza pie puzzle, 500 pieces, this puzzle. Now, if you like challenging puzzles, if you have someone on your list that loves like a challenge, this is perfect. I still haven't finished this, and I forget what year I got this. But look how hard this is because it's got all the... Here, you can see on the back, Frank.
You got your green peppers on there.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about green peppers the last episode. But it's got all the toppings. So it's usually with a puzzle, I try to get the corners first. There's no corners because it's a circle. So it's a really hard puzzle, this pizza pie puzzle. Someday I will finish this.
How have you kept that away from your kids?
It's been stashed. They literally haven't found it yet because it's tiny pieces.
They don't know about it.
See these pieces? They're like little, oof, tiny. Like, this is impossible. Yeah. Maybe I'll try to do this. Maybe this will be my New Year's resolution.
That's old age home for me. I don't have the patience for that.
Maybe this will be my New Year's resolution for the show.
There you go.
Is I'll try to finish this in the new year, this pizza pie. Or what if I did a live stream and we see how long it takes me to finish this puzzle? So we just keep the camera running live. And I'm like, it might take weeks.
That might be something, like you said, that just might go viral.
2026, there's going to be a pizza pie puzzle idea. But there you go, a puzzle for the pizza person on your list.
So my next thing that I want to go over is this. And people might say, well, Frank, what's so special about that? This is a pizza cutter.
Right.
But here's the difference. There's pizza cutters you buy at the grocery store, and there's professional pizza cutters. Mm. Now, I'm a big proponent of, especially with my classes, being able to buy everything in one place, yep. which is generally your local grocery store. But this is one of the only exceptions that I tell people to buy a professional pizza cutter. And there's a bunch of them out there, but the probably the best one, the most popular, is a brand called Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R. They're like 30, 35 bucks, and they come with different wheel sizes. This is a small one. This is a 2-inch, but I probably would get either a 2 or 4-inch. But the point being, without belaboring this way too long, is a professional pizza cutter is made to cut pizza. It's got a sharp edge to it. You're not going to get cut, but the consumer pizza cutters are dull by design.
Because they don't want people getting hurt.
Yeah, unfortunately, the lawyers got involved. Hopefully, no one's a lawyer watching this, but if you are, you'll probably know what I mean and maybe even agree with me. But the pizza cutters you buy from Stop and Shop or Big Y or wherever, I'm not saying they're bad, but get a professional pizza cutter, I'm sure on Amazon or wherever you want to go shopping. Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R, 2 or 4-inch.
I got to see that thing. I got to hold that. Hold on, wait. I need my...
Oh, I see where this is going.
I can't hold a professional pizza cutter without my Kevin's Pizza Kitchen apron.
Kevin, I got to tell you, man, you've come a long way since we first met.
Right, I think I had this when we did the first class, because you did it at my house.
Yeah.
So I think I had I think this was part of that gift, actually, which was a while ago. Oh, yeah, you can feel the grip on it. Yeah, I feel like I'm in Pepe's. Like, let's go.
It's the real deal Holyfield.
Yeah, you can feel the substantial, because a lot of, you're right, the cheap pizza cutters, they either break or they're just plastic handle. Or
the big thing is
that's awesome.
The blade, you know, the cutter, that's what you need.
And then cut it New Haven style, always.
You got it, New Haven, baby.
Let's see. What do I want to go with next? So this is more along the lines of your stuff, Frank. This.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This is something else that I try to make sure the kids don't get their hands on because they think it's a toy, but it's not. It's a heat laser. So if you're making pizza, even if you're making it in the uni, your backyard oven, or even on the pizza steel in your home oven, this tells you the exact heat temperature, which I always like to go, you know, front corner to back left corner to see like the low, medium, high.
Yeah.
And just remind the people, Frank. So like, you know, here's the little, I don't know if you can see it on camera, but it's just a little dot that you shoot at it. And then it gives you the temp on the other side. Oh, right in the head.
He's hot, baby. Hot.
Here we go. now remind the people, if they're cooking New Haven style, what's the temp that they try to go for with this thing?
So your home oven, unless you have one of these fancy new ones, which gets up to 750, 800, you know, you want to be 550 for a home oven.
Yeah.
Because you're not really going to get much higher than that.
Right.
I know there's a hack out there that if you put it in the cleaning mode, it'll get higher. But 550 is fine. Really, where I see the benefit of that, you're not going to have a lot of variability in your home oven. But if you have an uni, and I know you do, mm-hmm. and when I say uni, I mean anything portable, rock box, Gonzi Dome, blah, 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 all the portable ovens out there. That tool is really indispensable if you want to make New Haven style pizza.
Yeah, because you got that flame and you don't really know. Like, it doesn't tell you the exact temperature. So that's why you really need something like this. And it's just called infrared thermometer. So if you search on Amazon or wherever, you can
IR,
find it.
IR. It's called an IR. Well, another word is IR gun.
Yeah. There you go.
Make sure you buy a good one, too. Don't buy a cheap one.
real quick to go along with that. I brought two like pizza making type things. So the rest are like nonsense. So it's that. And this thing, which is something that my wife got me last year, an ingredient sort of sorter. So I made pizza recently. And this thing is awesome because usually when I'm making pizza, it's everywhere. It's just the cheese is over there and like I'm trying to figure it out. But this really makes it very organized. And I go like pecorino, mozzarella cheese, mozzarella.
Yeah, you're going to get scolded for that.
And then if I'm doing toppings, pepperoni, sausage,
green peppers,
whatever it is. Yeah, green peppers. No green peppers, as I've learned. New Haven style, we can't have the green peppers. And then whatever else, if I have something, another topping, I put it in there. But this thing is awesome and fun, and these come out. And just a great thing for storage, too.
Yeah. So the one thing, and you probably might not even have known this, Kevin, but the reason why, see, there's... a gap here.
Oh yeah, underneath.
You put ice in there because you're supposed to keep the stuff cold. Yeah,
that's a great.
So that's the reason why these containers don't go all the way down, because you put ice underneath.
You know what's funny? We recently made pizzas, and I thought about that. I was like, I have all this cheese in here, and I'm making pizzas throughout the night, and I was like, that's a good point. I never noticed that. There you go. So you learn something new every time.
That's why I make the big dough.
So you put that ice in the bottom. Perfect.
Yeah. You going to keep going? You went out of order.
I wanted to put these together because they were both pizza making. Okay. So yeah, you go next.
Thank you. So this is probably here. This is called Dawn, D-A-W-N. That's at least the company that makes it. This is like a $2 or $3 gift, probably one of the best, cheapest gifts you can give any person that makes pizza for a number of reasons. It's a dough scraper, so you clean your table wherever you're working at home or wherever you are. Also, if you make dough in a mixer, see how this edge is kind of beveled or curved? Yep. You go around the bowl and you get all the dough out. Again, this is one of those things that I highly recommend would be a great gift for anyone in the pizza world because it's got multiple uses and super important.
Yeah, that definitely if you're making pizza, that's something that you need. I have one of it's like a stainless steel one, and it's like it's more like a scraper thing, but I don't think it's actually.
Oh boy.
I don't think it's made for.
Don't buy what he just said. Don't buy the stainless steel.
What is that actually for, those things?
So you probably got a dough cutter.
Oh, maybe. It's got it looks like a tube on the top and then it's flat.
Yeah, so that's actually really good when you're balling
dough.
When you're
balling the dough, okay.
But you don't want to use that on stainless steel or anything. Like a lot of the tables are rock, granite, quartz.
Oh, right.
You'll scrape the whole table up. So that's why
you need that material. Can I say that thing?
Hold on, let me slap it.
Yeah, so, oh, right. So this is like bendy, rubbery almost.
Yeah, so that's not going to scratch an oven or a table or anything metal. But again, what you're describing is a dough cutter, which is really good, but you don't want to use it for anything other than cutting the dough.
Then balling the dough, right.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, what else do I got in my little Santa sack? Hold on. Okay, so this is more of just like a decorative thing. I got this as a gift. The Begley's Oven Baked Pizza and Pub, where the pizza is hot and the beer is cold.
Oh, I like that.
So this is, obviously it's not something you'd actually use in the oven, but it's just something that I hang on the wall in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun little, you can get these online.
Etsy, probably.
Yeah, you can get them customized. So if someone is making pizza at home all the time, this would be a fun thing to put in their kitchen as a nice little pizzeria. Or even if you know someone who owns a pizza place, this would be a fun thing to have their pizzeria name on it.
Yeah.
That they could put up in their restaurant. Just a cool little custom. Anything custom is always a good gift.
Absolutely. Because it means that you actually put some time into it and that you care about the gift you're giving. So my next thing that I want to talk about is this. This is what I call the Greek pizza pan. So the Greeks are the only ones that can't make a round pizza.
So they have to cheat with the pan.
That's half a joke. This is a flour dredge. So what you would do or use this for, and again, for a home baker, if you ever made pizza at home, the flour goes all over the table and the floor and all over
the counter,
place.
Yeah.
So this actually keeps the flour in one spot. So you can use this when you're balling dough, which is when you take it from that big blob and put it in little pieces.
Yep.
You could also stretch your dough out in here. So it just contains the flour. And when you're done making your pizza, you take this with the flour that's in it and you just open up your trash can, you dump it out and...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. The flour does go everywhere. Now, is this how you make the bar beets?
I can't tell you.
No secrets?
So that's actually a Lloyd's pan.
Oh, it's a smaller.
It's a bar style pizza pan.
Like what Colony uses, probably.
But your concept is very similar. And you could bake a pizza on here.
Yeah.
But, you probably generally wouldn't, at least for the stuff that we talked about.
But this withstands heat from the oven if you're going to bake with it.
Yeah, this is, I think it's called American Metalworks.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you could go on Amazon. These are about $25.
Yeah.
The most important thing is if you're going to buy one of these, if you like this idea, this is called the pizza pan, but your traditional pizza pans are called the same thing, except this is called a flange.
Okay.
So this thing here is a flange. You want to make sure that you get one with a flange. because that's what holds the flour.
Because the flour, right.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
So that's something that works really well and is relatively inexpensive.
Nice. Well, I got two more things. Is that your last one?
No.
Oh, okay. So this one, I believe Alan, who we work with, got me this, and it's awesome. I love it. I use it when I make pizza. It's a scented fresh slice of pizza candle.
Wow.
And I was surprised how much when I lit it, it smells like pizza.
Let me smell it. It does.
Are you into it?
It smells like Greek pizza.
So the description is, smells like pizza, freshly grilled mozzarella, mozzarella, and a savory accent of gently crushed garlic.
Yeah, so it's got a high garlic smell in it.
And it definitely has like the candle wax smell a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Pizza candle.
Pizza candle. So a couple more things I have. And there's going to be a little bit of instruction, but also a little bit of gift-giving advice. So these two things here are both called pizza peels.
Yep.
Okay. The general rule of thumb, wood to launch a pizza, steel to retrieve. You could tell the obvious difference. One's really thick, one's really thin. All right. Anyone that's making pizza at home in their home oven is definitely going to want one of these.
Yep.
I highly recommend getting an 18-inch peel, which is the width, and getting a short tail. A lot of the pizza peels that you see online have really long tails or handles. But you don't want one of those for home.
Right, because you don't... Remember when we did the Pepe's episode?
Oh, yeah.
Those things were like... They had to be like 15 feet long, those handles. But they have the giant oven, so they kind of got to get in there.
Yeah, they got really deep ovens. And those peels actually probably make 2 to 3 pizzas at a time. And when I say make, launch 2 to 3 pizzas at a time. But this here is something... And in my class, a lot of people ask me this all the time. Or when I explain this to them, they're like, oh my God, I've been trying to launch a pizza on a peel like this, and I've been having a lot of problems. And so the only reason why you want one of these peels, and you can get a smaller one, 12, 14 inches, is so that you get underneath the pizza and you can turn it or pick it up. But you don't want to launch a pizza on a steel peel.
Because it'll stick?
Bingo.
Yeah. Even if you use the right, you want the wood because you're supposed to use that. What's the flour?
It's semolina. Called, semolina flour.
Yeah.
Fine grind.
Right.
Yeah. So, these are about $25-$30. Well, probably both of these are about $25-$30. You really need both. Mm-hmm. Wood to launch, steel to retrieve. Get an 18-inch peel because you can make a large pizza, a medium pizza, a small pizza.
It's a good point. Yeah, you never know what size you're making whatever night you're making pizza. So
right, and the launching of the pizza is probably the thing that people are most nervous about. Mm-hmm. So they'll theoretically think of, well, if I get a small peel, it's going to be easier. And it's not really an easier thing. Again, I would get a bigger one because you can, you know, if you get a small peel, you can only ever make a small pizza.
Right. It feels like it's the opposite. Like, I like having the big one because it gives me more room to work with when I'm trying to get it in there and get it off the peel.
100%.
And I like the technique. I usually do I try to be quick with it. So, like, especially in the home oven, the uni is one thing, but the home oven, I get it right on that steel and then, like, quickly, like, fling it back to get it off.
Two shakes and a snap.
Yeah, there you go. I got one more thing. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
I don't know. I don't know if Frank's going to like this or hate this.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. I have two more things. This should have gone with this. So we brought this up.
I knew this was coming.
We brought this up in a recent episode. the pizza scissors. Here we go. I've used them a couple times. Pizza scissors. My mom got me these. Now, we said in the episode that I brought these in to get your thoughts on them that they're...
Does the hair come with
them? Yeah, I don't know why there's hair in there. That they're mostly used
Shannon.
Right. They're mostly used for Neapolitan style, right? That like almost like airy, sort of traditional Italian style pizza.
Yeah, I would say it's less they're used for a specific pizza style than I would say they're used for the pizzeria maker. Like there's a place in New York called the Fara, and the old gentleman, I forget his name, famous guy, famous pizziola in New York City, he only, I believe, cut all his pizzas with a scissors.
So not this guy.
No,
he's
not that
using
guy.
One of these.
No.
So these Dexters.
Some would argue that this is more of an American thing.
Yeah.
And that's more of a real Italian traditional way of cutting pizza.
Right.
And it actually makes a lot of sense, but it's just a little bit messier. And, you know, you tend to use your hands a lot more. So like most commercial pizzerias, first of all, they're busy. This is a lot easier than that. But yeah. I actually, even though I give you a hard time, I really like the scissors.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I like? It's good for it when you order pizza and they don't cut it all the way, and there's slices like stuck together, and you're trying to, and especially if you have people over and you're like, oh, I don't want to touch all of them. You take that and give a little snip, snip. There you go. You can separate them easily with that.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why it probably is hard to get the pieces out of the pizza is because they don't have one of these.
Right. They got to get one of these Dexters. Okay.
So
here's the last one that I don't know if you're going to love or hate.
Oh boy.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Pizza Cookbook. So
was that from your collection when you were younger?
Yeah. Well, no, when I'm older, actually. Now, the reason why I don't think you're going to like this is because it's made for like, I believe like teenagers.
You got to give me a shot, Kevin.
There are a million pizzas that would be on your no-go list. Like the Mac Attack, the mac and cheese pizza. What about the breakfast pie? Oh, you might like a breakfast
pie. Yeah. Open to that.
It's really like for teenage, the holy guacamole. I know you're not into that. A guacamole pizza?
No way.
I love guacamole. I don't know about pizza. I do agree with you a lot, Frank, on that type of thing. Guacamole's guacamole. Pizza's pizza. If I want guacamole, I'm going to have guacamole. If I want pizza, I'm going to have pizza. Yeah, we don't need to put them together. Like, they're already two good foods. Like, pizza's a perfect food. We don't need to put the guacamole on it.
So I do get, you know, as much as I don't personally care for a lot of those things, I get it from a design standpoint. I get it from the fact that you would open up a pizzeria with all these specialty pies simply because it's something very different.
Oh, boy. The Sewer Surfer. Pineapple and ham, geez. Frank.
Lord have mercy.
Sausage and green peppers. That's where it comes
from.
There's
your green peppers, Kevin.
It's a New York thing. The four cheese, four bros. So yeah, if you have a Ninja
it's
Turtle,
a Massachusetts.
If you have a Ninja Turtle fan in your family, which I was a huge one as a kid and still am, actually, there you go. Or any pizza cookbook. I mean, you could find some good. Do they make a New Haven style cookbook?
Well, it's funny you say that because that might be something I'm working on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I've never seen that before.
I've been working on that for a while, and anyone who's ever thought about writing a book or did write a book, hats off to you because it's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of stops and starts.
Yeah.
And but yeah, as far as I know, there isn't anything out there.
Well, there you go. We got a lot of stocking stuffers that you could get, a lot of, you know, pizza gifts for anyone who's trying to make pizza or who just loves eating pizza. It's our annual gift giving episode. Sorry that it's so close to the holidays and Christmas. But you still got time to shop. You still got time to get some stuff for people on your Christmas list.
Yeah, and you could always get gift cards, and not particularly for the New Haven Pizza School, but a lot of these places sell gift cards.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's kind of the...
Support your local pizzeria. Yeah. I mean, gift cards are as good as ordering a pizza.
Yeah, and many of these things are relatively inexpensive, and I use that relatively as compared to spending hundreds and thousands of dollars on gifts.
Right.
A lot of these are $15, $20, $30 items.
Right. Well, there you go. Everyone have a Merry Crustmas and Happy Holidays. Had to get that one in there.
Oh, you got it, kid.
And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.